Okay, we're up to Perek Zayin Mishnah Gimel. Kira shenechlekol le'arka tahira ulerachva tamei. A kira that has been broken, has been split along its length, tahira ulerachva tamei. A picture, picture 141. Here we see. If not for this picture, it would be very confusing. See, la'arka means really arka means along the width. See, that's really what it means. Because that means that you're left over with the long pieces, the rachba, along its length, it is tahira. Ulurachba tameya. Because this is still functional. Let's see, the Rav Kira Shnechla Arka Kira Kira Makam Shapichas Makam Shapises Makam Shafisa Shtekidis. So what is the Kira? I don't know why he's doing this. But Nachmal is telling us the translation of the Kira is a place where you can set upon it two pots. It's long enough to put upon it two pots. Ushnechla kol arka, when it's cut along its length, what happened, like in this example, batlu shtei shefisa, so no longer can you set two pots. I guess since the width has been opened up along this area, so no longer is it fit for its function. Ushnechla kol arachba shtei arachba. Shtei shefisos kayamos zulvad zulvad. If you break it along its width, so it still fit to put a pot here and to put a pot over here. You can still put two pots upon the two different parts of the kira. Okay, next kupach. What's a kupach? Makom shvitzas kder achas. Obein shnistak l'orcha obein shnistak l'rachba. Batel makom shashefisa. A kupach, it doesn't make a difference how it breaks. Whether it breaks either direction, it's no longer fit to put one pot upon it. Good, is that clear?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Vaita.
What's this?
That's the kupach.
That's a kupach?
The kupach. Kupach is it's like a kira.
No,
kupach would mean taller.
Yeah.
No, that depends. If you make
it smaller, right? It was smaller.
Only for
some
one pot.
Some of them are deeper, and some of them are go down further than some of them.
This only
for one pot.
Only one pot. So it's only for one pot. So now when it's cracked, it's no longer fit even to put upon it even one pot. So again, so this originally is fit for two pots, one, two. If it breaks along this and this along its length, meaning that you're left with long pieces, so it's been opened up to such a degree you can no longer put a pot. The pot's going to fall right through. But when it breaks in this way, along its width, meaning you're left with the regular width, then it's tummy because you can still put a pot here, I can put a pot over here, it's still functional, so it's tummy. But a kupach, once kupach is broken, since kupach l'gathil is only meant to hold one pot, no longer can it serve its original function, it's tahar. Good?
You mean one's tummy, one's tahar?
Tummy and tahar means it's...
If it breaks...
This the picture.
Yeah, if it breaks, it's tahar. Go ahead.
Ulurachba. Ulurachba. Let's say it breaks lurachba.
So we
like
said,
in this picture.
Right,
tameya. Tameya. Why is it tameya? Because I can still put a pot here and put a pot over here.
And before I couldn't do that?
No. Because when it breaks along, you see, because it widened like this, the pots just fall right through.
And over here it's widened, it won't.
No,
fall.
It's not going to because you have from here to here is the same distance like it was originally.
So Taka, how come they did lurachba? How come the Mishnah didn't say it in the right fashion? Why didn't say
no? Because this is the right fashion. La'arka means that after it's cracked, you're left with the piece that spans its entire length.
Uh-huh.
When silurachba means that the width is the integrity of the width remains correct, remains true. It's just that there's a crack in between the two different sections.
Okay.
But a kupach only holds one pot, so it doesn't make a difference how it cracks, all the same.
There won't be enough room either way?
No, because now the pot's going to fall through.
How come they don't show a picture the other way?
What? Because it doesn't make a difference. That's the same thing. Since it's down exactly the same, so it's considered to be both. That does make a difference. That's called Bein Lach and Lachma. That doesn't really make a difference.
You want to see these pictures? Okay,
Okay, Toku, Chatzar Hakira. What's the Chatzar Hakira? Chatzar, Kupach, Mokam, Shus, Kudu, Achas, Ben, Shus, Lurk, Ben, Shus, Lurk, Ben, Mokam, Shus, Fine. Chatzar Hakira, Kain Machvas, Gedoyla, Shel, Cheres. It's a very large pan of pottery. The Hakira, Yosheves, Ben, so the Kira sits in the middle, Muchuberis, Tuchotza. Okay, so what is this? Here's the Chatzar. This is called the Chatzar Hakira. It's a very large pan, and the kira is right in this, and it's very similar. We had this before. I mean, it's pretty similar to the other case we had before of the Colossus. Remember the case of the Colossus Shal Balibatim? So here we have another example. It's not called the Colossus, but it's called the Chatzar HaKira. Good? Chatzar HaKira.
The Zman Shehi Gevoya Shal. The Chatzar HaKira is like a Sal, you say?
It's like, yeah. It's like the Colossus. So let's see Chatzar HaKira. Bizman Shehi Gevoya Shalosh Etzbois. When the height, it shows here over in the, when the height is 3 Etzbois, Mitama b'mago uva avir. It's mitama b'mago if the sheretz touches it, or ba'avir if the sheretz enters the ear space. However, mitama b'mago b'chusa mikan, if it's less than 3 tvachim, it's less than 3 tvachim, then mitama b'mago ve'ein mitama ba'avir. Ketzan mishanus, how do you make the measurements? Rabbi Shmuel l'menosnes hashvud milamalon ulamaton uchenegdoi mitama ba'avir. Rabbi Lezmi Yachavoy mer nitmei sakira nitmei sachotze nitmei sachotze le nitmei sakira. Now what is the shvud? Does it show here the shvud? Okay, I have no idea. Let's see over here what the Rav says. Let's take a look what the Rav says. Chatzar hakira ke'ein machavas. Machavas means a big frying pan, a big pan. Gedoyla shel cheres. The key word here, obviously, in the Rav is the word cheres. It's made from cheres, cheres, mitama ba'avir. Ve'akir yeshaves b'yam samuch uberes tochotzer. Sholosh esvoy, shekosle v'chotzer, gvoyim sholosh esvoy, to have walls of the chotzer. Achieve the height of 3 fingers. Kishem Shashir Kira Tchilasa Shalosh, just like the Shir of Kira Tchilasa Shalosh, right? A Kira has at least 3 fingers. Kitan Lal Perkatanu, Kach Shir Chatzar Kira, Gavoy, the height is Ein Pachos Mishalosh. In order for this call to be a Kira, what did we learn in the previous paragraph? It has to be at least 3 fingers. 3 fingers. So to this also must be at least the height of 3 fingers. A Pachos Mishalosh Ein Avir Shalosh Chosh, less than 3 is not Chosh, Miu, Mitan Bemag Midrabanon. However, if it's not 3 fingers, since a machvas has a unique halacha, even though it's not 3 fingers, it's still metama bimaga midrabanon. Metama bimaga midrabanon. Inami mishum dahavdi kemo yad likira v'yad yesh lemaga v'ein le'avi. This is a whole mesechta. Whole mesechta, mesechta yodayim. That something which has a yad, something that is called a yad, is metame even if it's less than 3 is din of maga. Now, ketzan mishanos. So, how do you make the calculation? Mishum the kira gevoya mechatzah harbe. Since the kira is a lot higher, mishum the kira gevoya mechatzah harbe. Tzrichim onu l'sham ma nechshav avir hechatzah. What is called the avir hechatzah? Not exactly. Ketzan mishanos. Mishum the kira.
This kira, see. This is higher than this.
Okay, harbe. Mishum the kira gavoy b'chotzer harbe. B'tzichmanu l'sham ma nechshav avir achal. What's called the avir chotzer? What is called avir chotzer? Noisin is a shvud. Roishoy echad al koisel achotzer. On the koisel achotzer. Hanamach v'roish echad al koisel kira ha'gavoa. B'kol shalamata. Ooh, look at the kol shalamata. They're showing you a picture. I can show you a picture. Oh, here's a picture. Noisness Ashvud, here it is. Here's the picture. It's on a diagonal. It's on a diagonal.
Shvud is the diagonal?
Shvud is a spit. Shvud is a piece of is a piece of metal. It's just a rod. The kol shalamatim and ashvud, anything which is below the shvud, im nidla sham sheretz afal pishahu lamala me kois lachotz, even though it is above the wall of the chotzer, ki ilu nidla lamata, it's suspended lamata, the kol zenechshav avi chotzer, all of this is considered the avi chotzer. Gvaldik, so look what it's over here. That if the way you make the measurements is, you take we have to get, okay, here is the machvas. This is the pan. Here it's less than 3 tvachim. Here it's more than, here it's less than 3 etzbos. So when it's less than 3 etzbos, it's only metama b'mago. It is not metama b'avir. When it's 3 etzbos, it's metama b'mago and it's metama b'avir. Now what's avir? Here's the kasha, because do we measure avir from here to here? Let's say for example, this is 6 etzbos. Let's argument sake. This is typically, the kira is much taller than the wall of the of the chotzer. So the kira is much taller. What then is called the avir of the chotzer? Is the average just three etzbos?
Does it go up to?
Or is it more? So he says the
say it goes up to like Shema. Don't we always say it goes?
No, that's an oil. That's a din oil. That's a oil hames. Mm. That's you have an oil. You have tumma and an oil. And the oil is al rakia.
Not with the
sheretz.
No,
not with the sheretz. Not with the avi sheretz. So here are the questions. We know that if you take a sheretz and you suspend a sheretz in the avi of the chotzer, the entire chotzer becomes tame. The question is, what is called the avi of the chotzer? Is the avi of the chotzer only what is below three etzbos, or maybe even what's above three etzbos? So the answer is diagonal. We put a shvud. We put a piece of metal or a piece of wood, any stick, anything that is perfectly straight, and we rest it on a diagonal from the wall of the kira to the wall of the chatzer. Anything below that rod is called the avir of the chatzer, and anything above that rod is not the avir of the chatzer. Even though the part of the rod that is below the avir. The part of the avir that is below, even though the part of the avir that is below the rod is above the wall of the chotzer, it doesn't matter.
Of the cell.
Of the we call the chotzer is going to be, it's going to be tamei. How could it be tamei? But it's not considered to be the avir of the airspace of the chotzer. That's what we came to learn today. The chiddush is that in Echanami, even though it's above the wall of the, it's above the wall of the chotzer, being that it's below the wall of the kira on a diagonal, it's going to be called the avir. So he's showing you over here. It's not the greatest picture, but he's showing over here.
You get the idea.
Okay, that's what it says. Then he goes on to say, "Kilu nidum lava the kolzer."
Is that a machlekes? Is it a machlekes?
No. Then comes the next part of the Mishnah. Let's see. Rabbi Lezman Yaakov, he disagrees. He holds, no, I disagree. No, I don't know if he disagrees. Let's see. Nitme sakira, nitme sechotzer. Nitme sechotzer, lo nitme sakira. What's he coming to say? Lo nitme sakira, the chotzer, tfeil lekira, vein kira, tfeil lechotzer. Ein halacha, Rabbi Lezman Yaakov. So he's saying over here, a new chiddush. I don't think he's coming to argue. He's just coming to a new yisot. He's just coming to say over here that in the event, nitme sechotzer, nitme sechotzer, Rabbi Lezman Yaakov, nitme sakira, nitme sechotzer. He was saying a new Yisrael, just saying over here that the kira is not toffel. It's not toffel to the kira. So I don't think he's coming to argue on all the principles we had before until now. That he agrees that if the sheretz touches the kira, it becomes tameh. If the sheretz goes in the avir of the kira, it's tameh. What it's called the avir, we make this diagonal. But the point he wants to make is that let's say you suspend sheretz inside of the chotzer, or sheretz touches the chotzer, the kira does not become tameh. Why not? Because the kira. Of course, that becomes tameh because the sheretz touched it.
It's in the avir though.
Or the avir also in Echlami, either the avir or the sheretz.
The avir is the time of the war.
The avir, yes, the avir of the chotzer.
Yeah, it is.
Of course, that's what we just said.
I thought just the avir, right? This part here.
Anywhere.
Not the wall.
No, not the outside.
So,
no, the inside. Inside becomes tameh. Yeah.
Over here, the inside is not. The inside of the.
Right, the kira section does not become tameh. Why not? Because the kira is not bottled to the chotzer. The kira and the kira remains independent from the chotzer. That's what he says.
You're using the wall to
make the measurements. He holds.
But the first man the Amar holds it would be.
The first man the Amar holds.
The kira would be tummy. What he's trying to be mechadish is the wall is not tummy.
What he's trying to be mechadish is the wall. No. Who? Rabbi Eliezer.
Rabbi Eliezer.
He's being mechadish is that if a sheretz touches the kira, then it's on the chotzer. Or a sheretz is suspended in the airspace of the chotzer.
Yeah.
Only the chotzer is tamei, right. Not the kira.
According to the first man, though,
it would be everything, because once one part becomes tamei, automatically everything becomes tamei. It's all one big happy family.
Okay, so that's a big
chiddush
according
to Rebbe Yankee. Doesn't Yaakov nitmei sach kira? If the kira becomes to this, everyone agrees to. Nitmei sachotzer. That's pashut. Everyone agrees to that principle. But here's the part that he is mechadish. Nitmei sachotzer. If the chotzer becomes tamei, loy nitmei sakira. Why? The chotzer tefela l'kira. The chotzer is tefela to the kira. The ein hakira tefela l'chotzer, but the kira is not tefela l'chotzer. The ein halacha k'Rebbe Eliezer ben Yaakov. Okay, let's see the pictures. Chotzer akira shiura lehachoshev kli. In order that the kira, the chotzer should be called a kli. Kol sheyesh lo itoich. It has to have an inside. Kishir hakira atzma. Gimel etzpois. This must have a distance, a gap of 3 etzpois. V'hi v'akira kli echad. It's one kli kevon shenase sim hakira biyachad u'meshamesh l'kira. It's made together and it serves the kira. V'nitmeis hakira, according to the shita of the everyone. Nitmeis hachatzer ul hepoch mekabelos hachatzer tuma me'avira u'metama ochlan me'avira. V'nitmeis hakira, if the kira becomes tamei. Nitmeis hachatzer. Ula hepach, the other way around, and ula hepach. If the chotzer becomes tamei, the kira becomes tamei. Umikabela sechotzer tuma me'avira from the airspace. Umitama oichle me'avira, and if it becomes tamei, food which is suspended in the airspace becomes tamei. This is very basic halachas. Now the perish hasheni. Ooh, now look what he writes. Akasa berav. What perish hasheni? What are you talking about? What perish hasheni? Liyat, maybe that's what it means. The parish in the house of Rav, Inami, Mishum, Havi, Kimoyad, Likir, Vyad, Yeshloi, Mago, Vein, Liyavir. That's when it's less than 3 Tvachim. When it's less than 3 Tvachim, what did it say? Let's go back. Chatzar Akira, Bizman, Shigavoy, Shaloi, Shwan, near 3 Tvachim tall, then Etzbos, Metam, Bemago, Avir. If it's less than 3 tvachim, 3 etzbos, metama b'mago, ve'ena metama ba'avir. So what does that mean? So he says over here in the Rav, when it's going to be less than 3 etzbos, shalosh etzbos, kishkos ha'chotze g'vayim shalosh etzbos, kishem sheshir akira t'chila shalosh, k'na l'per katanur kach shir ha'chotze g'vay. Ein pachos mishalosh, pachos, here's the part we need, where it's less than 3, ein avir shalochoshav. When it's less than 3, the airspace is not choshav. Okay, the airspace is not choshav. Umihu mitama b'mago midrabanan. It's mitama only midrabanan. If this airspace, if the top of the chotzer to the bottom is less than 3 etzpos, it is not choshev, according to the first parish of the Rav, and it's completely tohar min haTorah. There's no tumah whatsoever. However, the Rabbanan said it's going to be tamei mid Rabbanan. The second parish says that it's tamei midai raisa midin yad, because a yad, a handle to an object that's choshev, does not need to be 3 etzpos in order for it to be mekabel tamei midai raisa.
So this is like a yad.
Yad to the kira. Inami mishum havi kamo yad l'kira v'yad yesh l'maga. A yad becomes tamei to maga even ve'en lo yaver, and there's no din tumas aver by a yad. So here in the caption he writes, l'perish hasheni akosu b'rav chatzar hakira metame oichlen b'maga mishum shadina ki yodo yisak heila v'chos v'chaz zoynish shalofi ze hachotzer metame achedem b'maga. According to this parish, the chotzer is metame, what's inside is metame machem b'mago. Others, aval hi einem b'kabelus tuma me'achirim klal, v'afilu b'mago l'fi sh'atuma hanogas b'yad kli, dino ketuma hanogas b'gava kli. And therefore, when it comes to a kli cheres, it's very important. He's the Chaznish telling the Mordechai he said, by a kli cheres, if a sheretz touches the outside, the gav, does it become tamei?
Outside.
If a sheretz touches the outside of the kli, does the outside become tamei? No. By cheres, By cheres, the only way cheres mekabel tum is from the inside.
But we always had the pictures before of the rats in between the two.
Yeah, but that was in the inside. In the chalem, that was in the inside. That was everything there is called the inside because there was no. It was
enclosed.
It was a box. It was all considered
two boxes,
right.
One on each side.
It's all considered to be the inside. It's all to the inside. But if you have a regular utensil and a sheretz makes contact with the outside of the cheres, nothing happens. A yad has that same principle. Therefore, since in this instance it's less than three etzpos, and according to the second parish of the Rav, when it's less than three etzpos, it's tohar. We're going to give it the din of a yad. The din of a yad is identical to the outside of a kli cheres, and that means it's not mekabel tuma if someone touches it, because since it's cheres. Cheretz only mekabel tumah on the inside, not on the outside. So anywhere cheretz touches it is not mekabel tumah because the yad of cheretz is like the outside of a kli cheretz. So what then is it good for? That in the event that it becomes tameh, it can be metameh as something else. That's the Chazon Ish says. Well, if he had perish a rishon, but according to the first perish a rishon, gishen gishagim let spice bedaf and the lemon didn't nechshav zakli afil yad, the chol atomahim rabbanu, it doesn't make a difference. All right, I'll leave with that. Let's go by the kav halach. So here we have a line on a diagonal.
Zehu. Yeah. Leaving the yad part out.
No, we're just saying it's two dinim. We're just telling us that there are two reasons why this is why the chotzer is tummy where it's less than three etzbos. Reasons the din the rabbanon.
Yeah.
It's a tumah midrabanan.
That's the first reason.
The first reason, and the second reason is din d'oraisa. But a din d'oraisa midin yad. All he's pointing out is once you're going to tell me that it's a din d'oraisa midin yad, you have to follow the rules of yad d'oraisa, which result in a leniency. And the leniency is that it itself is not susceptible to tumah. Pretty much, it itself cannot be. It itself can transmit tumah, but it can be mekabel tumah.
Transmit meaning.
If the cure becomes tummy,
yeah.
Let's say the cure becomes tummy,
yeah.
Then all of this material becomes tummy as well.
But it doesn't give off the.
But if the sheretz touches it, it will not become tummy, and it will not make the cure tummy. In other words, it's a one-way street. If you're going to learn that the chotzer in this instance is tummy midin yad,
yeah.
What does that mean? It means if a dead sheretz makes contact with the kira, so once the kira is tummy, by extension the chotzer is tummy. Now, if a food item would touch the chotzer, the food becomes tamei because the food made contact with the food that was tar until now, made contact with the chotzer, that's tamei. But if the kir is tahor and the chotzer is tar, and I take a dead sheretz and the dead sheretz makes contact with the chotzer, nothing happens.
It only can give off tamei.
When it became tamei, how did it become tamei?
Through yad.
How did it become tamei? Through yad, because the kir became tamei. If the kir becomes tamei, then the male of the chutz becomes tamei. So now, when food touches it, the food becomes tamei. But if food were to touch,
right.
if a sheretz were to touch
the yad, it would not make the other thing tamei.
Right. That's if you learn it's midin yad.
Right.
But if you learn that it's tamei midrabanan,
yeah.
Then it doesn't make a difference. Then it's become a kabbal tum as well.
And it would make the other thing
tamei, yes. Midrabanan, yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Now, here just points to the alach sign. The alach sign is the kaf alach sign, this diagonal.
So that's the shbud, no?
That's the shbud. The zehu aver chutz, anything that is below that, it's going to be called the aver chutz. If a sheretz is dangling over there, it's tamei. It's tamei. Even the part of the alachsan that is above the wall of the chotzer, it's called part of the aver chotzer. Okay, so let's go chaz the Mishnah. It's a gevaldige Mishnah. Okay, let's take a look at the Mishnah. Nochemal. Kira shenechlika, a lot of dinim in this Mishnah. Kira shenechlika liarka, a kira that was nechlika along its length. So what happens to the little pot? Bang, it falls right in. Could I even put one pot on top? Normally put the pot on the top. The pots are made exactly. So you see over here this pot? Here's the kir. You see over here the pot? The pot lies on the edge of the of the kira. If you widen this, what happens to the pot?
Falls
right in. So in this instance, can you fit even one pot on this frame? Because it cracked. In this case, can you fit a pot? Can you fit? Because it's still the integrity of the lid is still there. Kira shnechol yarka tohara ulurachba tmeya. It's still the integrity is still there. Kupach, which only the chatchila had enough space for one pot to perfectly go on top of it, and now it broke. Shenechlak bein liyarka bein lirachba tar. It's no longer fit to hold the pot anyway. Okay, next. Chatzar hakira bizman shi gvoya shalosh. If the wall is 3 tefachim, gets both mitama bimaga uvo avir. If the height of the chotzer is 3 etzvos, just like the minimum height of a kira must be 3 etzvos, then it's metama b'maga, if a sheretz touches the inside, or if a sheretz is suspended in the avir, it's tamei, midaraisa. Pechusa mikan, let's say it's less than 3 etzvos, possibly all etzvos, pechusa mikan, metama b'maga, if a sheretz makes contact, it's tamei, but the ve'ena metama b'avir.
I didn't get this case.
What's the problem? Chatzar hakira.
Yeah.
Okay, chatzar hakira.
Yeah, that thing, right? Go ahead.
Bizman. She gvoya sholesh. When it's 3 etzpos.
Right.
Here it is. Metama b'mag. If a sheretz touches it,
yeah.
It's tame.
Yeah.
Uva'avi. If a sheretz is suspended.
Chusa.
Pechusa mikan.
Less than 3.
Here, pachos megimel, it's supposed to go to the wall, it's less. Metama b'maga, if a sheretz touches it, it's tam b'maga. Ve'ena metama b'avir.
Correct.
Now, when we say here it's metama b'maga, is that a derais or is that a derabonon?
Rabonon.
It's machloikis, the Rav. The Rav first says that it's tamayim b'derabonon.
Right.
And what is the Rav's second parish?
Yad.
It's deraisa, midin yad. Lamay nafgamina?
Whether the avir.
No, everyone agrees there's no avir by a yad.
Whether the kira gets tamei first or the
right.
Or the yad.
If it's a din of midrabanan, it's tamei rabanan. Then even if a sheretz touches it, it's going to be mitame the kira. But if you learn that it's din of yad, a yad is not mitame. A yad is not the yad of a cheres is not mitame. When is the yad called mitame kli cheres? Only when the kira is tamei. Then when a food will touch that, it'll become tamei. Big nafkamina. Is it a din midrabanan or is it a din yad? Good? Mitam mag ba'avir, pachusam ikar mitam b'maga, ve'ena mitam ba'avir. Ketzad nishadin oisa. How do we evaluate what is called the avir? We don't just draw a straight line from the tip, but rather we do a diagonal. Ketzad mishadin oisa. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, nois nes ha-shvud milamalan, milamatan. We put a shvud on a diagonal. Anything below that diagonal line is tamei ba'avir. It's gevald, gechidish, yeah? If not for this mishnah, I would say you draw a line like straight. No, you draw a diagonal line. Rabbi Lezvin Yaakov Aymer, Nitmei Sakira, he disagrees. Tanakam holds either or. If this becomes tamei, that becomes tamei. That becomes tamei, that becomes tamei. Lezvin Yaakov Aymer, Nitmei Sakira. Nitmei Sakhotzer. But Nitmei Sakhotzer. Loided Me Sakira.
Is that because he holds the yad thing?
No, it's a whole different thing.
That's even where there's three arms he holds there.
Three our arms.
Three etzvos.
No, even if it's 3 etzvos.
So why not? Why if this was 3 etzvos, why wouldn't this be the time of
it? Because it's independent. They're two separate things. There's a kira and there's a chotzer. Hayaluchot v'hayaluchot. The kira, if the chotzer becomes tamei, it's not going to contaminate the kira because he holds the kira to be an independent entity.
Would we say the halacha is not like Rav Lezer?
Not like Rav Lezer. We hold that if the chotzer becomes tamei, the kira becomes tamei as well.
You know what? We're going to keep it at this because I want to go to the 7:30 minute.
Okay.
I have to pick up my wife.
Okay, so we did at least the whole mishnah.
That's what I'm saying.
Gevaldik. So tomorrow we start mishnah dalet.
Yeah. Unless I go outside and see it's not raining anymore, I'll come back.
Thank you for the ride. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Thanks for everything. So right. So.